Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been ghosted? Well, we know how you feel. That's why we put together a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We're going to try to help out Lacey this morning.
Hi.
How are you, Lacey?
Hi, good. I'm okay.
Well, tell us about this guy and what happened.
So we went out Thursday. It was our first date, and we found out that we're both big football fans. So we had that in common, and it was awesome. I'm from San Diego, and I'm a natural Chargers fan. And he suggested that we actually go to a Chargers-Patriots game on Sunday together.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds awesome. Perfect second date. He texted me Friday, and he just said, had a great time last night. Looking forward to seeing you Sunday, and it was really sweet. So I was like, okay, cool. So he also texted me Saturday morning, you know, which was nice, but that was the last I heard of him. So we're supposed to meet Sunday. He's nowhere to be found. So I try reaching out Sunday. I text him, but it came back with like the green text, you know, where it's like kind of like, okay, like, did he get it? Did he not?
Oh, right, right.
The sent us text little thing that you get on an iPhone. Yeah.
Exactly. They'd been blue previously. So I was like, okay, maybe, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Wait, what does that mean?
It just means it did not go through as an iMessage. Blue means it's an iMessage. Green means it's just a regular text.
So maybe he was out of the country on an airplane.
Like, for instance, if your phone is shut off or you have no reception, if he's stuck in a cave in Afghanistan, It's going to show up as green because he does not have a reception. Therefore, it does not go through as an iMessage.
Why do we need to know that information? Like, why did iPhone decide to make there be blue and green?
Well, it's very important because then I know who's cool and who's not cool. Like, for instance, if I were to start talking to somebody and it would show up green, I'd be like, oh, Androider.
Really, dude?
That's why I was trying so hard to get you on the iPhone train.
Yeah.
Because you were green.
Now I judge everyone that has green.
I know, exactly.
I didn't even know there was a difference.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a chance he may have not got the text on Sunday.
There is a chance, I guess.
Did you try calling him?
I called once, but it went straight to voicemail.
Oh, okay. And you don't want to be all harassing him.
Yeah, one phone call.
Totally.
If he's not going to answer, then okay, like I tried.
Why didn't you just show up to the place that you're supposed to meet him at?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we hadn't picked a place yet, so.
Gotcha. Well, let's see if we can do better. Hopefully he'll answer our call. If it rings more than once, there's hope.
No joke.
Hello?
Hello, Matt?
Who's calling?
So glad we got a hold of you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah from the morning show Mix 94.7.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Okay.
We're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. Lacey is on the phone. She contacted us because she said you guys are supposed to go out to the game yesterday, and she heard nothing from you.
Hang on. Is she? You have her like actually on the phone with you now?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, freaking finally. Oh my God. Okay.
Thanks for the added.
No joke.
No. I'm sorry. I'm just okay. I feel so, so bad about everything. Oh my God. Thank you for calling.
Lacey?
Okay. Hi.
Hey. Oh man. I am so glad that I finally got a hold of you. I promise to God's honest truth with this. I was at a Dogwood and I got just completely wasted watching the Cowboys game.
Well, I mean, drinking your sorrows away, I can understand.
Hey,
that.
Bro, don't rehash that.
Sorry.
I lost my phone and I had ended up actually getting a ride home from a friend. And next morning, woke up, I mean, I was completely, one, half not remembering things, and then I was, like, just trying to find any possible way that I could think of to get a hold of you. And I had an old phone, but it had old contacts in it because I hadn't updated it in, like, probably a year or something. So, you know, I was just trying to figure out some way maybe on social media, and I couldn't find you on Instagram or on Facebook or anything. So I felt so bad the whole time because I didn't know how to contact you, and I was just really hoping you would call me back.
This sounds a little shady. Lacey.
No, really?
No.
You sound sincere.
Are you not on social media, Lacey?
Well, I mean, I am, but I don't use my real name because I'm a teacher and I don't want my students to find me.
There you go.
Okay. So that's legit.
Believe me, I was just like kind of just searching just as much as I can, and I, you know, we don't have anybody really mutual that I could have contacted, and it was I felt so bad the whole time, and I was, believe me, I 100% want to go out with you, and I want to, you know, take you out, proper date and everything. We can still watch some games, I was just, you know, hoping you'd give me a call and you'll still want to want to go out.
I believe him.
I do too.
Okay,
all right. I do.
Like, he seems so sincere and so like, oh my gosh, like freaked out kind of.
There's energy in his
voice. Yeah.
I still can't find my phone either. So I mean, we can make a whole date out of trying to find my phone.
Dude, I love him.
What do you say, Lacey? Do you believe him? Are you willing to give him another chance?
Okay, I mean, this isn't like the best first impression, but I mean, it does. It's like, it makes sense. You couldn't find me on social media, and sometimes you lose your phone, and we don't have any mutual friends. So I guess, I mean, I guess I'd be willing to go on a date.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for calling. Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.